And I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Jason Silverman. He's the director of the CCA Cinematheque. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
And by phone, Michael Stearns. He's composer for the music of the new film Samsara, which is opening tonight at the Lensic. It's a one-night-only performance in advance of the run at the CCA. Welcome, Michael, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. I'm glad to be here.
So this is a film that's part of, I guess what you would call it, a pretty small genre of non-narrative, non-verbal, non-linear documentaries. It's such an interesting form, and there aren't a whole lot of people who do it. Talk about this form and what it's like to work on a film that's in this kind of a format.
Well, it actually, this genre started here in Santa Fe with Godfrey Reggio and Ron Fricke and Alton Walpole working on Koyaanisqatsi. So the roots of it are really right here in Santa Fe. Evidently, some of my music was used as temp music for Koyaanisqatsi, and that's how Ron and Alton found out about me. And so in 1983, I was asked to score their first project that they did together. It was an IMAX project called Kronos, and it was a nonverbal film of the genre. And so I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I'd always wanted to work in the medium of IMAX, and I ended up scoring Kronos. And then it's kind of just, you know, we've all been like family since then. Several years later, we did Baraka, 1992, that was released. And then there's been kind of a big gap here, 20 years, and Samsara has just been released, although they've been out in the field shooting Samsara for the last 5 years. They shot in 24 countries around the world.
That's amazing. So you go to 24 countries to get what might end up being really small amounts of footage that get used in the final film.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, a lot of the film is in time-lapse. That's kind of the technology that started the whole thing with Koyaanisqatsi and then, you know, all the way through to this film. Although there's a lot of regular 24 frames per second footage. This was shot in 70 millimeter, on 70 millimeter film. So, you know, sometimes they would go for 2 days, like out into a village in the middle of Namibia somewhere, and shoot a time-lapse sequence that would actually only end up being like 15 seconds on the screen.
Right. Talk about the title. The title Samsara, that's a Tibetan word, which is about kind of the cycles of life. Is that right?
Yeah, Samsara describes the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. And it also refers to this realm that we call Earth or planet Earth as the realm of impermanence, where nothing is permanent, everything is always changing.
And so when you compose your music for it, what is that process like? What is the relationship between is the film fully edited by the time you're composing or not? What's that like?
Well, it really has been different with each project. Starting with Kronos, I actually wrote the music. I saw some of the roughs of the footage unedited completely, and then I was kind of set off on my own after a couple of long conversations with the director, Ron Fricke, and spent 3 months writing the score and recording the score, and then they came back after 4 or 5 months with a lot of new footage and edited the footage to the music. Baraka was kind of a mix of that sort of process and also my looking at rough edits and then writing music to the rough edits. But Samsara was done very differently. The entire film was edited. Well, it was edited in blocks. When you see the film, you'll see that there are certain themes in different parts of the film. And so those themes are what I'm calling the blocks, and they were actually edited completely in silence, almost like a Zen meditation, not edited to music at all. And then I was brought in about a year and a half ago, or actually about 2 years ago at this point, and I was shown the blocks, and I started writing music to these sections, these themes. And there's also some source music in the film. There's a lovely piece, improvisation that Keith Jarrett did on a pipe organ in East Germany back in the day when there was an East Germany. And there's a wonderful piece by, there's several, Oyo Bogata, there's an African piece, and there's a couple of other pieces in the film. And also Lisa Gerard came on board, and she and her writing partner, Marcello Di Francisi, wrote some music to a couple of the themes also.
Now, for people who have never seen this kind of a film before, do you have any comments on what they should expect or what kind of state of mind they can put themselves in to really receive a film like this?
Well, the story really goes on within the inner life of the audience as they're watching the film, unlike a standard theatrical film where you have actors on screen and their different emotions being portrayed and there's a storyline. The storyline is really within each member of the audience. So the audience is really, you could say that they're just as much a part of it as the filmmakers were, because whatever they're watching, however the images flow together for them and how that speaks to them and their own stories that they have inside, that's what the film is really about.
I wanted to just congratulate you on the film's success, because it opened in New York 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's been near the top of the box office charts for independent film ever since. It's really been people want to see this, something different, it seems like.
Yeah, I think that the there's a real thirstiness in audiences right now for this kind of film. It's a little different from what we're used to going to theaters to see, but it creates this kind of deep, profound sense. I was in New York and then in Seattle and then Los Angeles and San Francisco at the openings of the film over the last couple of weeks. And at the end of the film, the audiences are very silent, almost like everyone's in a meditative state. And it's wonderful then to go into that state and respond to the audiences and answer questions that people in the audience have about the film and about their experience. And, of course, we're really looking forward. Ron Fricke, the director, Mark Magidson, the producer, and myself will be at the premiere tonight at the Lenzig, and we're really looking forward to answering everyone's questions.
I think there's a lot of, in the media, there's a lot of people who kind of make generalizations about the state of minds of Americans today, and that we have short attention spans and that we're polarized and that we're video game addicted and coffee addicted and unhealthy and things like that. And then when a movie like this comes along and at the end everybody is in a meditative state, it makes you wonder about all those assumptions and makes you think maybe some of those things really need to be rethought, and that we're always on the border of something which is much deeper.
Well, I think that that depth, that beauty is around us all the time, but we've become such a media culture. I can remember when I first went to see the Star Wars film, and everybody was just raving about it and how great it was. But for me, it was cut. The cuts were happening kind of at the speed of television, and the more spacious movies, outer space movies that I'd seen in the past were like movies by Kubrick, where there was this kind of poetic, meditative sense of time, or Tarkovsky. I think that's absolutely true, that, you know, people in general and audiences, I mean, we have these capabilities of expanding into time and being sensitive and feeling in different ways, but we're usually not offered those opportunities by the media that we watch.
The film is called Samsara. It's at the Lenzig tonight at 7 o'clock, and then it has a run, Jason, at the CCA?
It will open theatrically on Friday. And it'll be a great opportunity to come tonight, just because the filmmakers will be there,
yeah.
And it'll be on the Lenzig giant screen. But I'm sure it's going to be playing for a good long time at the CCA, too.
Which is also a nice screen and a nice place.
Of course, we love our theater. So, and it's a really special film. So,
well, we look forward to seeing it, and we look forward to meeting you. Michael Stearns is the composer for the music of the film Samsara. Jason Silverman is director of the CCA Cinematheque, and we will see you and all of our listeners out in Radioland at the Lensic tonight at 7 o'clock. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you, Jason.